Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a game day Thursday, Texans game day, because the Texans are in action, 7:15. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610 with, of course, the usual suspects, Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware, John Harris on sideline duty, all that fun stuff. And, of course, Texans countdown starts with Sean and Seth at 4:15. So you'll get us. We'll hand it off to the fellas of the drive. They'll get a truncated version of their program, and then into more football, because, I mean, football don't stop here on Sports Radio 610. And it doesn't stop either on the Sports Radio 610 YouTube. It's one of the things you can get us a lot of different places, various different streaming apps, whether it's the Odyssey app, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, all those different places you can hit your smart speaker. But one of the things we love is the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams on the YouTube page and the Twitch chat. And on the YouTube page, y'all are in there having quite the conversation after the news that Joe Mixon is not expected to play for the rest of the season, per Ian Rappaport. And they're doing the thing where they're like, oh, man, do the Texans now draft a running back next year? And someone said something that clearly caught your attention.
Yeah, he said there's someone, who was it? No offense.
You don't have to, no names.
Offense, Frank.
Well, okay. I don't think that's his real name.
That there's not a really good running back in the draft. Have you seen Jeremiah Love?
He's so good.
Hey, that's Texans Twitter favorite person right now, man.
He's so good.
He is stud. Absolute stud.
I do wonder if our friend Frank there, whose name you have now put out that I did not anticipate you doing, if his perspective was, well, I mean, it's a running back, but he is Love. Like, he is in the bucket that you put the likes of, like, Bijan Robinson, where you go, if you want to take him early, go ahead. It's not going to hurt, because he is that level of player all the way around. The only question I will ask you, John Lopez, is, because compared to, I think, other running backs, you go, yeah, bidding starts like 15, right? When we start, because, again, running back value propositions, all those things that we don't have to talk about right now because it's not draft season. But do you think that teams might be a little skittish after the Ashton Dente number, what was that, 6 overall, to the Raiders, and the way that that has gone there in Las Vegas? You think that that might cause teams to be a little skittish, where that could push Julian Love, without talking about it in the Texas-specific way, but could that push Julian Love a little bit more to the middle of the round?
I think only if you're foolish or you're seeing things that aren't there. Number one, Ashton Gentry does not have any semblance of an offensive line. I mean, you know, nothing.
Not even the imagination of an offensive line. Not even cave drawings of an offensive line. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Makes the Texans' offensive line look like the mid-90s Cowboys. Number two.
The Great Wall of Dallas.
Number two, Gentry does have, you know, a couple of questions, you know, coming in that seem to be somewhat affecting him now, size being the number one thing. And Jeremiah Love, I'd be cool with Team X, let's just say, not even necessarily the Texans, trading up to get Jeremiah Love.
Interesting.
He's that good.
First-round talent?
Yes.
Without question, first
he
round.
He is that good.
Absolutely.
How far round. Up in the first round?
That's what we were just talking about.
Into the top 15? Into the top 10?
I mean, you're not going to hear a lot of questions from me. Of course, I've also been I've been with in close proximity to Sean Pendergast, who has been doing the work
for 2 years against the Aggies.
Right. I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm just saying that I've heard a lot, so like I'm going to be on the higher end of the evaluation curve right at this moment for Julian Love. But yeah, that's I love the conversations that happen in the live streams. So definitely another place to enjoy. I said Julian. I'm Jeremiah. I'm mixing him with Julian. Or is it who am I? All right, I don't know why I'm doing there.
Who the hell is Julian Love?
What am I doing? Is that Julian Sand that I'm doing that with? Is that what's happening there?
Was there a Julian Love? It kind of sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar.
I don't know what I'm doing. What's Sand's first name? Is it Julian?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Julian what I'm doing. Sand. Okay, that's what's happening there.
That's a quarterback. White quarterback?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see color, Fig. I want you to understand that. I'm a man of the people. Speaking of this game, though, there was Deion Dawkins is going to be a name that you need to know in this game. Deion Dawkins is a fantastic left tackle for the Buffalo Bills, who is going to have his work cut out for him in this one. But he was asked about Josh Allen and the interesting history that he has playing, not just against the Houston Texans, but particularly here at NRG Stadium. This was the conversation that Deion Dawkins had.
You're talking about going to Houston?
Specifically in Houston. Yeah.
Right, because we have played some games there, right? Like we had the playoff game that one year, right? 19, right? That's what you're talking about. They had J.J. Watt. That was a minute ago. Yes. I didn't even think about that. Okay. I didn't even think about it, but we have played some weird games. You know, it kind of feels like our first game was last year there because the entity of that team is different, right? Like we went there last year. They had Diggs. It was like a rivalry thing. Oh, Diggs is there, da da da. So it kind of threw all of that other stuff away. But now that you say that, I would say overall, not really, because the energy from year to year and week to week changes, bro. It changes like drastically. And when you have players like over there that you used to like play with, it kind of starts a whole new slate.
First of all, how awesome is his thoughtfulness in this answer?
Oh, Deion's great.
I mean, just
him in front of a microphone is always incredible. In fact, he was one of those. Yeah. Who was it that we? Because remember when the top NFL Top 100 was going, we'd play some of the vignettes that they put. It was one of the defensive backs here that Deion Dawkins is like.
I think
He's in the video. I'm like, why are they having Deion Dawkins talk about him? I'm like, because Deion Dawkins is great. I love like, hearing him talk.
He was like thinking about the questions. Going, you mean this? Well, no.
You mean in Houston, in that stadium?
It's like the question wasn't that hard, big dog.
And what do you say? Not the dynamic, but he was basically saying the dynamic changes every year and all that. And then he went to specifics about, you know, Stephon Diggs and all. I was like, this dude, I would love to chat with him for a good 30, 40 minutes and just get his.
Just go in the locker room after the game. I'm sure he'll be happy to talk.
Views on life. Depends on if they win or lose. But in terms of having their number, I think there is something to every year is different. Because like someone was saying, well, the Bills are 8-0 on Thursday nights. I'd never put a lot of stock into that. And by the way, they are 8-0, but I don't care.
Oh, no.
I don't care.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't care.
Uh-oh.
I don't care about that.
Here we go.
And I actually, the only game that matters of all the crazy games against the Bills, remember Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I was even thinking because that was the 2019 playoff game.
It was,
and I felt like that was an early Josh Allen right there. I think you had Sean McDermott too.
Yeah,
but that Texans team is a whole different team now. Exactly. Nobody, I think Kaimi is the only one on that team.
Yeah, so this whole concept of the Texans have kind of had their number in this building. I don't buy that. I don't buy the Bills being
a whole different team
on Thursday night. I don't buy that. What and to a smaller degree, because I do buy some of last year. You know, he referenced last year and how it's much different. That's where I'm kind of not on the same page as him because this defense is better and this defense is doing the same things that it did last year. You know, he's going to try to do the same things it did last year against Josh Allen.
I do feel like it could be a bit of a mental thing too, as far as on the Bills side that they every time they come to Houston they can't get a win. That's kind of like whenever Houston go to Baltimore, it's like, man, we cannot win in Baltimore no matter what year it is.
Yeah,
is it a thing if Deion Dawkins, who I don't think is kidding in that audio, if Deion Dawkins, who is a veteran of this team, like he has not been in other places. He's one of the guys that they turn to. If he ain't even realize it, where it's like, oh, yeah, now that you mention it, yeah. I don't know how much that mental portion of it is, but I do think that last game,
year matters. Something.
Yeah, that one mattered more than any other one.
They are not forgetting that. Mm-hmm. That is in their minds. That is a 9 of 30 performance for Josh Allen with only one touchdown. He did only have one sack, but it was for 5 yards, mm-hmm. right? Like it was the one sack there. I do think that matters, and I kind of want to talk about it because I feel like the matchup you talked about it coming into this show. Mm-hmm. Running the football is going to be important on both sides of the football. I think that, though, Josh Allen versus the secondary is going to be super important because I think in that first, in the game that we saw week 5 last year, because I went and I was just like going and watching stuff, mm-hmm. went through my notes. This Texans team played a lot of man.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily their MO. They played man on about 60% of the downs. Yeah. And I do wonder, like, secondary-wise, is there enough change there? Because you're dealing with some backups both with in your slot mm-hmm. or your nickel spot.
Hell,
and
then also two guys up today.
The other safety. And that's what I wanted to get to, right? Because you had a couple of guys coming up from the practice squad, one of who I very much anticipate has an opportunity to play big minutes. Jalen Mills, mm-hmm. who he played a lot of that second deep safety against the Titans when you were playing a lot of cover two. Mm-hmm. And then Johnny Carter, who is a defensive back. He's a Houston kid. He just ended up on the team. He will be called up. But that is a stacking of your secondary in a way that seems like the Texans are aware that they're going to need bodies mm-hmm. to face off against Josh Allen. How confident or what are you interested in that particular matchup, the secondary versus Josh Allen? Because Josh Allen had some drops last year. He was kind of uncharacteristically inaccurate in that season, in that game. And that's one of those things that's going to matter in a great deal, especially with the explosive nature of how the Bills can be explosive if they connect.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as much as Deion Dawkins was like, oh, yeah, you know who hasn't forgotten is Josh Allen. And I think that's going to be very key. I also think it goes back to our discussion to open the show this morning. I think depending on how well they run, and he runs in particular, is going to be the world of difference for them. Like, absolute world of difference. Because they don't have a lot of what you would call, you know, top-tier receivers. But, boy, it gets a lot easier if Josh Allen is on the move and has, you know, pops off a couple of, you know, 8 or 10 yard runs here and there. Gets a lot easier for him. I actually think, and last week, they did it a lot more. They haven't really called a lot of designed runs for Josh Allen.
Right.
We will see designed runs for Josh Allen today. We absolutely will. I that's something I would bet on, simply because that loosens up some of the stuff that he's going to be seeing in the secondary. Maybe extends plays. Maybe gets them in out of a particular defense, particularly man. Even though I expect they're going to go heavy zone. I think we're going to see more designed runs. And Josh Allen remembers. And the other thing that's a factor, I don't know how big a factor, but it might be pretty big. I think Josh Allen had a concussion last year in that game.
Yeah.
You know, it was so unlike him. It was an MVP year.
And that was one of the things that happened in that game. Because, again, I was going back, watching some mm-hmm. things. A lot of third downs, they were really bad on third down. Mm-hmm. In fact, third and 14 on third down in that game, week 5 last year, the Bills were. And there was a lot of third and long. And then one of the plays where Josh Allen did scramble was a Petrie unnecessary roughness where he hit him. And I think that might have been the place where you go, ooh, is he dealing with a concussion? That's something that's worth noting with this. I'm interested to see if they do, because I'm mm-hmm. with you. I do think that it would be logical for them to have the history of that game last year and look at this year and go, that defense, you have to throw different things out them, make them think about it.
Exactly.
But if they do have those in design runs, I'm very intrigued to see how that happens, because I do think in watching last year's game that playing a lot of man might actually be something they need to do. I was talking about zone, mm-hmm. but this is a Bills team that are not good when it comes to man. Mm-hmm. Like, especially with they don't have man beaters.
Yeah, Shakir, that's it.
Who are the receivers that they go to in a man type circumstance mm-hmm. where you go, we're one up and I trust my guy to win there? They don't have them. Mm-hmm. So if you play zone in order to stop Josh Allen from running, you're actually opening up a can of worms that I don't think you want, which is allowing wide receivers who are not as good to get opportunities and spaces to catch the ball. I actually think that this should be a largely man.
But if you play man, what's the counterpoint? Quarterback run with that big old dude. I almost said a bad word.
Yeah.
With that big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where the possibility of spy obviously comes up. But I think also design run, that might be fine in the context of when they get into like their big 22 personnel, because they don't use 6 offensive linemen like the trend has been happening in the NFL. They'll pull in their 2 tight ends, 2 running backs. They'll get big with it. Mm-hmm. And I do wonder if they run in those contexts, if you can just do the thing that you normally do, which is get yourself in base maybe, or even just pull those guys in, and then have to make sure that you are just gap sound and you wrap up and make sure to bring them down, if that can't be the way that you kind of counter some of that. But I think that that's one of the things I'm looking at year to year. But yeah, that the secondary versus Josh Allen, I think that is going to be a very interesting matchup within this, outside of, you know, the run game. But it's yet another thing that they have to keep their eyes on. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged, though, in this matchup, even as you're dealing with some secondary player, or some fill-in players or whatever, for lack of a better term, in your secondary. I don't know if you saw this. Ben Solak of ESPN had a feature piece with Derek Stingley Jr. that he released this morning. It was from West Virginia training camp. And the thing that's super encouraging, it's not novel because we kind of know this about Stingley, but Solak talking to Stingley wanted to talk about the interceptions that he made. Mm-hmm. Stingley wanted to talk about the interceptions that he almost made, right? He wanted to talk about those plays. And I think that that is, one, very indicative of him, but indicative of this defense as a whole. And I think the secondary, I think that there's been instances this year that a play has not been made. And I think that this defense and D'Amico will let you know that. And they are not buying into the Kool-Aid of we are just stopping everybody, we have the lowest points. Right. I think that they are still very much hard on themselves in the idea of we want to make sure that we take the ball away.
The last few games, that's been their absolute, you know, kind of calling card in some of these games.
And so I think that that's going to be chief on their minds, especially against the Josh Allen in the circumstance, which I think is another reason why I think they take on the challenge of let me lock these guys down in a man contest.
You almost have to win this game. And we understand, you know, the Texans are playing better football, back to 500. This is a different animal. You know, you look at some of the quarterbacks that they've beaten, and we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, versus some of the quarterbacks that they've lost to. They've lost to the good ones, you know, this year. And Josh Allen is about as good as you can get.
Yeah, so that's another way where But would you agree with me that this gets more difficult if you can't stop the run. But I think that this is almost as big of a matchup there. That secondary with Miles Bryant having to handle a good amount of situation. I'm interested to see if last week was just the Tennessee Titans felt like that was their best chance, or if this is going to be something like the scab that teams keep picking at, looking at Miles Bryant and going, oh, that's somebody we can attack, or if Jalen Mills, who
they're
going to
try
if they have the capability of doing that. So that's going to be very, very intriguing to me at NRG Stadium tonight, 7:15, when the Texans take on the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football, which, mind you, I know I saw someone ask, because it is Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. It will also be locally Fox 26 if you're looking for it on the television, but you will always, always hear the Texans right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. Let's do some Lunchtime Confession.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've created a family stir. I've created a family controversy.
That ain't nothing new.
It was
at some point. Yeah, really I was gonna not. Say at some it's point. Really not. You can't keep new. Coming in here like here's wow. I did something in the family.
I shook the table.
Okay, so the reason I'm bringing it to air is like during these breaks. It started before the show. So we've been.
Oh, this is like an active stir.
An active Uh-oh. Stir.
I thought you were telling us about a stir that had been stirred and that since settled.
What you talking about, Leah's basketball career?
No, poor thing. But we're setting kind of the menu. You know, who's bringing what for Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving for the first time in a long time is not going to be at our house this year. It's going to be at my son's house. He got a new house up in Kingwood. It's beautiful, and they want to have it. So cool. Let's go.
What's that address again?
It's up there.
8507. Queens Boulevard.
I want to see if he'd be alert.
So they're asking the questions about setting the menu, who's bringing what. Well, the subject of pies came up. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, you in Texas, man. The pie conversation is rough.
Yeah.
You are 100%.
That's up there with the barbecue conversation.
We all agree. They it's going to be a little smaller, you know, because some family's going to be in and out, whatever. So we all agreed. Pecan. Pecan.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, pecan. You don't say pecan, do you?
I'm just being a jerk. I don't actually care. I just want to I'm stirring myself.
He's trying to shake the table right now.
He is, because he'd be run out of the studio. He wouldn't just walk out. He'd be run out. We all agree pecan. And a lot of people in Texas, that's the number one pie, right? The next pie, because they said, should we bring two or three pies because it's smaller? I said, two's fine.
Oh.
It's going to end up being three.
Yeah, just yeah. three.
Maybe four.
It's never worth it.
But the conversation started with what should be the second pie, and I stirred the pot a little bit.
Uh-huh.
To me, I'd take apple over pumpkin all day long.
Mm.
All day long. Pumpkin is the tradition, but apple's better. Sure. Is that too much? For Thanksgiving now. They said, oh, it's Thanksgiving, got to have pumpkin. I like pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's got to be apple.
I don't have issue with that take. I just feel like if you end the season doing a seasonal thing, do the seasonal thing.
To me, that's kind of like turkey or ham.
Mm-hmm.
And meat, personally, I prefer ham
Agreed.
Over turkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But turkey is the staple.
Yeah.
Just have a turkey for Thanksgiving.
That's kind of the argument. You got to have pumpkin. So we're going to end up probably having.
Or sweet potato.
Hell, we might. Yeah, well, either way. We might end up having five pies because everybody wants to.
By the way,
thing.
Your daughter make a great pumpkin pie, too,
She makes
man.
A great pumpkin
Does she?
Pie. Yeah, she okay. makes a great pumpkin pie.
Ask her if she take any requests.
That's right.
That's
right. Me and Fig will go. You want to go half on one?
I'm down for it,
All right,
man.
Let's do it.
Hell, I kind of want to buy my own.
Okay.
I'll pay for yours.
So no problem then? Because a lot of people, with apple being the second choice. So
I don't think it's a problem.
But I do think the second pie should be.
I think you should just have three.
Traditionally, it should be pumpkin.
You should have, just make three.
Yeah,
at that point.
I said, it's going to end up being five. You know how people are. Yeah.
Everybody wants their pie.
Yeah.
Like, well, I want it. The person that I despise mm-hmm. is the person that gets like the let me just do the buttercream pie. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me do a lemon pepper turkey this year.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
You ain't got to do all this
stuff. Minced meat pie. You ever had one of those?
Let me do Hennessy honey glazed turkey. Like, all right, man. You ain't got to experiment on turkey day, man.
not today.
And look, now we got the people coming in with all pies are nasty. Give me a big bowl of peach cobbler. I will agree.
Oh, yeah.
I will enjoy some cobbler.
Yeah.
We're not going to call all pies nasty. Mm-hmm. We're just not going to do that. I don't understand. What's your beef about it? Yeah, I was like, what is your beef with pie right now? Somebody said, tripping, I'll kill a pumpkin pie. Apple is crazy. See, I don't understand. I think apple pie
apple
is like
pie
the chocolate,
good,
chocolate chip cookie
it's
of pies.
So good,
right?
Man.
It is just most people
so good.
Like this.
Yeah.
If you're trying to avoid an argument generally, you
Bring
go,
apple.
We will, most people descend upon an apple pie.
It's like a generic good pie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, McDonald's sell a little apple pies, little things.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's good.
Mm-hmm. I forget that. Food's birthday always brings all the takes,
all
out.
The drama,
all the food takes.
About to get
out.
All the hot takes.
You've seen me every break. I'm picking up my phone.
Like, I thought you were like having talking with contacts or something.
Yeah.
No sources.
Reminded me it's about to be a bunch of hot takes out here. Macaroni and cheese is nasty. It's going to be all type of stuff like that.
No, the macaroni and cheese take is not that it's nasty. The macaroni and cheese take is between two Americas on whether it's a side dish or a main.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the thing that they
and it can
happening.
Be both.
And I'm just like, why are we doing this? Why don't we just eat?
Yeah.
So, John Lopez, I was actually just talking with you about this. Mm-hmm. I think you know me, is that I actually have a little bit more appreciation for one Stephen A. Smith than I think the general public does. And I'm not, like, there's no judgment there because everybody, mm-hmm. to everybody their own. But I feel like some people don't necessarily appreciate, like, the finer points of the media game that he seemingly has a good grasp on.
Right.
Or that at least does really well that I try and I have an appreciation for.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's coming next. However.
What? Yeah.
Of late, he's just been so unlikable. He's just been, and when I say so, I mean additionally to the level of unlikable that he had been to the general public before.
Yeah.
Had you seen what happened with him and Drake May?
Explain it.
Cam Newton had some level of criticism for Drake May. It's neither here nor there because, mm-hmm. you know, he's a media personality.
Yeah.
Having criticisms for players, not new, especially dudes that play quarterback. That's not what I want to harp on. Drake May's response was, I didn't even know Cam Newton was on, you know, was on First Take or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This was Stephen A's response today on First Take. Quote, Drake May is a liar. First Take is the number one morning show in America. Don't tell me you're an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you're an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton is on this show. You lie. Are you serious? Are you for real? Are you that self-important?
Yes, he is.
The idea that this is the number one show in America. Yeah. I've always given him grace for that, man. If you talk, you do what you want when you're popping, and you got a number one show, you could talk about it.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that. Do you know who I am?
Dude, is Cam Newton's name on First Take? Is it First Take with Stephen A. and Cam Newton?
No. Mm-hmm. Also, just the idea
come on there like once or twice a week.
Yeah,
we talk about sports, so all athletes know who we are.
That's important.
What are we talking about, man?
That's all Ron Burgundy, man. I'm kind of a big deal. That's all that is.
That is wild.
That's all that is.
Yeah. I mean, like he said, Stephen A, First Take, what's that?
Yeah.
No, it's a reoccurring guest that's on twice a week, maybe.
And even if he was every single time. You're an athlete, so you got to know First Take. Stop being so damn self-important, man.
You got to know me.
Ain't called that man a liar.
He said you're a liar.
You're a liar.
I'm like, how?
All that said, I still like Stephen A because he gets it going, man.
He do stuff that you could tell he's not trying to be funny,
mm-hmm.
and it's hilarious.
Yes. He does. He does. But yeah, it's made it harder for me to do the, well, I appreciate what he's doing as a TV showman and a personality. It's just like, oh, why are you being so damn unlikable right now? Why is that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I've been talking about it the last couple of days, how I've been all in on this Landman show.
Yeah.
Salute to Paramount Plus.
Yes.
I've been watching it. I've been kind of binging it a little bit. Right after the Rockets game went off, I went right to Landman and try to watch it.
So I watched the third quarterback. You were like, Landman, baby,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, no, I watched it before the Rockets game. I hit pause, turned on the Rockets game, and I almost bailed out on the Rockets game when I thought it was over.
Yeah,
but I'm like, nah, I just stay and watch the whole thing. Got kind of tight. But
if it wasn't for the Cavs making a run, you'd have watched the next episode of Landman.
I was over here like, damn, man, I thought this game was over.
Yeah.
But my confession is, so Landman is about oil mines and all that stuff, people working in the oil and gas and all that stuff out in Midland, Texas. My confession is I have a newfound respect for all you guys that work in oil and gas. Because, man, that stuff looked dangerous.
Yes.
It looked like it's a lot of work. It looked stressful. And a lot of stuff that happened where a lot of people got hurt in this show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, salute to y'all. I have a newfound respect for everybody that's working in oil and gas, man.
I
don't know how true all of this stuff is in the show.
It's not. It's not far. Well, I haven't seen like the specific depictions, but no, it's rough.
Yeah, a lot of accidents happen in this show. You know, working in oil and gas and all that stuff. I have a newfound respect for y'all, man.
Look, man,
that is tough.
You know how long I've lived in this city, so I've gotten to know a lot of guys in that industry. You are 100% right. I mean, it is rough work.
Yeah, I thought about it for a split second early on when I first moved down here about jumping into it because, you know, everybody always talk about, oh, you're getting oil and gas, you make a lot of money. And then when I seen some of the work you had to do, like climb up to the top and all this other stuff and how hot it is down here, I'm like, nah, I'm not cut out for that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that my mom loves saying is in these United States of America, they don't pay you for nothing.
Yeah.
And so them people getting paid well because they get worked. So, yeah, no, definitely a lot of love for
them. Lot of hours and a lot of time away from your family.
Yeah.
Hey, salute. Yo, I hate that a TV show had to make me realize that.
Talk about salute. Respect, you put respect.
Yeah, no, nah, salute to y'all, man. Yeah. Let me hold some money, too. Y'all making all that money.
Don't do that.
Let me hold some of that.
Yeah, little old me on this radio station ain't making as much as y'all.
Let me hold some.
That's messed up. As a punctuation, an abbreviation for just, everything that you did. Hey, let me hold a dollar.
Hey, y'all got that bread, though, man.
Yeah.
From the 832, if you want to be a menace, call it pecan pie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pecan.
All the pie takes are in here, and they're all insane. And I appreciate you guys jumping in on the insanity that is our Lunchtime Confessions right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right. We continue on a Texans game day Thursday here gearing up for this contest. But it's still a Thursday, so we want to do a little buy or sell. I'm interested to see how game day oriented John Lopez made this. Let's figure that out next. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans game day Thursday. Yes, to the few people that have asked me, I'm not trying to make it seem like everybody has. I will be out in them lots. I will be at NRG Stadium, as all three of us will be. In fact, the entirety of the station, you know where we are. On a Texans game day out there at that stadium where we are going to be looking at this game and really trying to figure out if this team, which way in the large pendulum swing that of outcomes that can happen from this game are we going, right? Like, this is going to be the pivotal point of the season now.
I was just looking at the odds up on the screen. Texans are still plus 7,500 to get to the post to I think it was good to the postseason.
So you're getting your ticket ready, right?
Like
you're
tied with Jacksonville.
You're putting that in, huh?
I wonder what it's going to be if they win.
Well,
to your point.
Yeah, I was telling you that I was looking. I wish I had the numbers specifically in front of me. I remember one of them, which was the percent chances of making the playoffs depending on wins or losses this week. And the Texans have the biggest window, the biggest delta between a win-loss.
Yeah.
If they lose, 18% is where they end up with.
Damn.
And I believe if they win, it was something like 46%, which is still not more likely than not that you make the playoffs. However, you greatly improve your chances of making the playoffs if you get this victory. And so this game ends up being incredibly pivotal. We'll continue talking about it as we go. But
buy or sell, baby.
Buy or sell time, as we often do on a Thursday. And don't let a football game forget you that we got to do a buy or sell. 713-572-4610 if you want to play alone.
Are you buying or selling your Texans Bills tickets? No, I was just...
See, at least I thought I did it in a classy way when I asked how many people were going to be out there, if there's going to be a lot of Bills fans, how that impacts the game. You're just coming out being a jerk.
Hey, this is a safe space.
Do you kind of look
is
at...
Is it?
Do you kind of look at people funny when they say, hey, I got tickets, but I'm going to sell them?
A little bit now.
Really?
A little bit now. I get it. I mean, it's your money.
I get a lot of people that's like that, season ticket holders. They're like, yeah, you know, I'm just sell my tickets.
You were asking about, you know, what kind of game day twist might I have on the buy or sell this week. There's really not a whole lot. We've covered a lot of the D'Amico and stuff. So that's the one that I thought.
Okay.
713-572-4610.
Okay, you actually want to know.
It's a safe space. I've heard from a few people, this, you know, friends of, you know, and such, that are no way, and some like, yeah, I sold them.
I love that you were like, I sold them, and Figgy's like, don't you judge people that do that? No, no, Figgy, we do not.
Yeah, buy or sell.
I think I'll be judging people because I'm like, man, give me no tickets, I'll go.
But you got a media pass. That's not even all right.
Yeah, but I'll be wanting to be in a seat, with the fans and stuff. I don't want to be in the press box with y'all.
Right. Yeah, all right. Let's go to the Astros then.
Okay.
A couple things happened this week, and we're not talking about the DeMond trade right now. We've covered that, and will again, I'm sure. But Joe Espada on that podcast was very interesting.
Foul Territory podcast.
Yeah. A couple of them from him. One of the things that he said is he was asked about the Fromber kerfuffle.
The cross-up.
With Salazar. And I'm glad you said that. They asked him about it. And then he went to this whole thing about, you know, I brought him into the office, talked to him. You know, I wanted to see him. That whole thing that we talked about. Then he doubled down. He said that whole thing was, quote, a cross-up.
I am selling it. Because and it's based off of his words. I wish I would have thought to have the audio so that the audience could hear it. And maybe, Fig, if you go into our audio, you'll be able to find it. He talked about like how he had talked to his PR person.
Yeah, and he talked about how mad they were.
Before.
Yeah.
When we say they, the clubhouse.
Yeah.
The dudes in the clubhouse were upset. Yeah. And he was like, I know I'm going to have to answer for all this. So before I talk to anybody, the media, I need to bring these guys together.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like, yo, this was just a small thing. He said Salazar was upset about this. And I'm like, yo, that is, if you have all of the principal folks that are close to this, talk less. I'm not talking about us on the outside that are watching on TV or watching.
No, like you said about the clubhouse.
The people who are invested, who are usually going to be the people that defend their guy, were all upset by his own saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you're not going to convince me then that – well, I just needed to talk to him and figure out that, oh, yeah, no, it was all good. Especially when a dude who we hypothesized from the outside would be upset and was being treated wrong, I guess, in a way, in this circumstance, in Cesar Salazar. He also admitted that dude was mad. Yeah, no, cross-up is not hitting me.
Yeah, I saw that and heard that, and I was like, ooh, Figgy, it was just a cross-up after all that.
I'm selling it, man. I think it was a bigger deal than what they're trying to lead on to. And I think he's trying to diffuse it a little bit, but...
He's just keeping true to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him. You don't want to create no drama or nothing, but I'm selling that.
I'm selling it, too. And the whole thing that just shocked me is what you were talking about, Reggie. He went into the whole thing about everybody's mood and reaction and all that. And how mad they were, and I had to go, as you mentioned, you know, talk to the PR, showed them what was being said on social media, all this, and then he still said it was a cross-up? Come on, man. Come on,
And
man.
Look, I, I understand that he's trying to keep all the family together. He is that patriarch or matriarch that is in the top of like, hey, yeah, we got to make sure everybody stays in this one big family. Mm-hmm. That one is a hard sell for me. Maybe I'm wrong. It is quite possible. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
I don't think you are this time.
This one feels hard for me to take at face value.
There's another Joe Espada that is going to be in buy or sell, and it's this one. He was asked about the, you know, Fromber and whether he wanted to keep him or whatever, and his reputation in Houston and elsewhere. And he said that Fromber's reputation was largely because, quote, of one event, talking about that event with Salazar. One event is how he got that reputation.
Yeah, so now that one event was a catalyst of a moment. I think it was a little bit of a ember. Mm-hmm. That lit some tinder up to a different level or whatever. I don't know what other imagery I can give you. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, we were talking about good Fromber, bad Fromber, which I think is a part
for years
of that reputation, yeah, I guess. Yeah. And I don't, to be fair, that is more about what performance will he give and not about like some level of temperamentality or whatever, mm-hmm, that might be placed on Fromber. But even that, you could see kind of his demeanor through the entire back half of that year feel, mm-hmm, a little different. And then also, if I just want to basically say I'm selling this, which I am, off of one, I could tell you a second moment, which was him talking about the outfielder,
yes,
not being in the right
place. Yeah, that's
right. Like that is also another event in that history.
Yeah, I'm selling it for the same reason. This ain't the one event where everybody just turned on them.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, we'd all be.
Kind of the back half of the year.
Yeah, no, I'm selling it as well. If it wasn't for that one event, we'd all be clamoring for Fromber. We would have looked past
that one event if it was just that one event.
And to be fair, I think that there's still people that have a lot of respect for what Fromber does on the field. He is still a fantastic pitcher, mm-hmm, but I think we also can't ignore those portions.
No. All right. Are you buying or are you selling Lane Kiffin? Lane Kiffin. Talking about all the craziness going on in the coaching cycle. He's up for Florida, LSU. Another one, I think someone mentioned yesterday that he might be talking to regarding the ultimatum that was levied by the athletic director. There has been no ultimatum, and that's absolutely not true.
I actually buy this because this was the hypothesis that I threw out when it was reported. Especially because the question that you guys asked immediately, the question that everybody asked immediately when we found out that Ole Miss had an Egg Bowl ultimatum, let us know if you're going to go or else. You guys were like, or else what? Logically, it doesn't make sense for that to be an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. For me, I hear it as the administration hoping to get some clarity on where they will be, mm-hmm, asking him for him to give them a heads up. That doesn't strike me as an ultimatum, and I think that that is logically what makes more sense, at least in my brain, as to how that would have gone, as opposed to, yeah, you got to do this. Because what happens if he says, I will meet your demand, your time, mm-hmm, but I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Do you stop him from coaching? Like, I do think that those are all questions that are worth asking.
Yeah, I'm kind of buying it a little bit. I think Reggie kind of sold me over on this. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of makes a little sense.
I'm buying it, but with a lot of skepticism. I think this is a classic case of they never said ultimatum. I do believe that when all this is going on, you frankly wouldn't be doing your job if you were the athletic director and said, hey, Lane, you know, whether you're passing him in the hall or you call him into your office or meet him in his office, you wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't say, hey, man, can you let us know at least? I'm not telling you or asking you what you're going to do, but can you let us know by the Egg Bowl? I think that's where Lane Kiffin can say, well, that wasn't an ultimatum. I think there has been a discussion, but I will buy that in terms of ultimatum. All right. Little World Cup buy or sell.
Oh, you jerk. Because this is the thing. I know that you're not doing a World Cup buy or sell that is genuinely about the World Cup.
Yes, it is.
It is going to be a World Cup and buy or sell that needles at me, isn't it? I could smell this a mile away.
So Nigeria.
There it is. You son of a gun. I swear to God.
So Nigeria's coach, and by the way, Nigeria did not qualify for the World Cup.
That's the whole reason this is happening.
Cape Verde somehow qualified, but Nigeria did not. He said that they lost to the Congo.
Yes, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Because the Congo used voodoo to qualify for the World Cup. That is an actual quote.
I'm selling this. Notice how calm my voice is. I am selling this because Not that in soccer, which, of course, if you need a touch point, soccer is basically 1.5 of college football. All the nonsense that you think about in college football, soccer does that on a greater scale.
Yeah.
They are not far removed from doing voodoo and stuff. No.
They'll try it.
It has been done. I know, there are definite stories and accusations. Yeah. I think it was even the French team at one time.
So maybe you should buy it.
No, I'm selling it because that's not why you didn't make the damn World Cup. You didn't make the World Cup first and foremost because the first penalty kick taker that you put up there was the center back, right? Was a defender. You had dudes absolutely smoke penalties. Mm. You went to penalties against the Democratic Republic of Congo in there, and you lost games that you had no business losing early on in qualifying. Don't talk to me about no voodoo. My brother,
that sound like voodoo to me, man.
That's right.
I'm buying this.
Yeah.
If they smoking a bunch of goals and all this other stuff, kicks, that sound like some voodoo to me.
I appreciate the 3-4-6. Not leaning in the place of, oh, man, college football and soccer should be less weird, but leaning into the places of the places that we take seriously in sports should be more weird. 3-4-6 says the Saints need to start doing voodoo. And I completely agree because it can't get worse than what it is right now for the New Orleans Saints, can it?
Hell, we got some New Orleans people in Houston, man.
Let's start doing some Texas voodoo?
Yeah, man. Let's lean into the Houston Texans and do some voodoo, man.
Yeah.
What's the voodoo for today? Is it just like Josh Allen goes crazy?
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
But that's too obvious. I feel like you need to do something a little more clandestine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like James Cook just for some reason runs to the back of his line all the time. Like something like that. A little bit more inconspicuous.
The kickers keep missing the kicks.
Yeah, something like that.
Missing extra points.
Yeah. I'm buying it because there's no way Nigeria should not have made the World Cup.
There is a way.
Right?
Them boys was unserious.
Curaçao made the World Cup.
Yes, Haiti made the World Cup. Yeah, we can do this.
Curaçao has... You know how many people live in Curaçao?
Yeah. I do.
Like 200,000.
This has been a story because this is literally the smallest country to ever make the World Cup final. Yes, I know.
So I'm buying it. Voodoo. Voodoo kept you guys out.
I swear, Lopez. I swear to God.
All right. How about this one? Mark Cuban on if Kawhi Leonard should get a statue in Toronto. How many years did he play there?
One season,
right?
They traded for him on the final year's deal, and it was a big deal because he said, I will not sign no extension, and they won a championship.
And then they won the championship, and he played out of his skull.
Yeah. Like he was incredible.
He played out of his skull. They're thinking about building a statue for him in Toronto. Mark Cuban said, no, you don't get a statue if you leave. If you leave on your own accord, you do not get a statue.
Oh, BS.
Are you buying that?
I'm selling that.
Who made that?
I'm selling his assertion. Yeah. I do think that it is worth them putting a statue up for him.
I agree.
The question I do ask, though, is does Chris Bosh have a statue up there? Because I feel like he absolutely should.
He should. Yeah. I think he should.
Because I know, obviously, we know Vince Carter. Vince Carter, not only does he have a statue, he is kind of the mascot of sorts because, the new jersey that they have with the Raptor dunk.
That's him.
It's the Vince Carter Raptor dunk. But to come back to it, We can knock this down just off the city of Houston. Now, of course, they traded Hakeem, but if Hakeem would allow us to put up statue, there'd be statues at every corner of the city, right?
Yeah.
He helped them reach an ultimate goal. It was short, but he was very passionate there. I think that you absolutely can acknowledge him, especially for a.
So you're selling the Cuban.
Selling Cuban, especially it's a short. It's not a long history in that franchise, and he's one of the pillars of it, even if it was incredibly short tenure.
Yeah, I agree. I'm selling this, man. I think you won a championship. I don't think they winning no NBA championship anytime soon now.
Mm-hmm.
And that year was legendary for them, for that country. So, you got to give them a statue, man.
I am selling it as well, and I agree. I think, just for the season he had.
Yeah, you won it all, man.
Magical.
Yeah, you won it all. And no matter how they look, you beat Golden State.
Yes.
So, he shouldn't be able to buy, he shouldn't have to buy a drink in that country,
you
man.
Say no matter how it looked, that was Golden State after they had knocked off Cleveland two years in a row.
Yeah, that's what I know, but then that was the year KD got hurt and stuff, mm-hmm. though, right? Mm-hmm. Was that the year he got end up getting hurt?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it don't matter how I look, man. You beat a legendary team, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, 3-4-6 says, Reggie, voodoo can purify a potluck.
This is how I know you don't have very much
very much run-ins with voodoo. It's, ain't nothing clean about voodoo, my friend. Ain't nothing clean about it.
Don't say that too loud, man. Yeah. Got a lot of New Orleans people listening.
They will agree. Text in 713-572-4610.
Some of them might be down with it, man.
If you do have some run-ins with voodoo, let me know. Clean or not clean. Just that's all I need. Clean or not clean on the text line. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, it's that time. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors, matchups, so on, that will determine whether or not the Texans get a victory at NRG tonight? Let's do it. 713-572-4610. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.